I think what we've seen going on in the Republican primaries is very disappointing. The real losers were Florida citizens and voters who really didn't get an opportunity to hear the two candidates talk about their vision for the future of Florida and what they're planning on doing for the economy or education. It's just very unfortunate, and people are I run into people in the street all the time who come up to me and said they're sick and tired of it, and fortunately they say that they think they're going to vote for me, and that's what I've been talking about for the last many months, is traveling all around the state. I've got a very detailed business plan for reviving our economy and diversifying our economy. We can't diversify our economy unless we reform our education system. And finally, I'm going to go to Tallahassee and hold the politicians accountable for the way they spend our taxpayer money.
And one of the GOP candidates for governor, Attorney General Bill McCollum, has suggested that the state should forbid gay couples from being foster parents. How do you feel about that issue?
I'm a mom, and I love children, and I think, and I love all of Florida's children, and I think when decisions of adoption come along, or family placement, that it should be an individual-by-individual decision that's made by the judge, the guardian ad litem, by the experts who can determine what is the best interest in that individual child. There should not be any sort of blanket discrimination.
Governor Charlie Crist called a special session earlier this summer to place a ban on drilling in state waters in the state constitution. What do you think about a ban on drilling in state waters?
Well, I support a ban on drilling in state waters. And just to be clear, this is not any brand of offshore drilling. This is near beach drilling, because the state waters, this would permit drilling within 3 to 10 miles of our beaches. And because it's obviously been proven now that there are no fail-safes, it's not a sure thing, just imagine if this kind of accident had occurred within 3 miles of our beaches. Oh my gosh. It's too risky, and it's not something we should pursue. And instead, Florida ought to be looking at doing more with solar and renewable energy. There is enormous opportunity for us economically to bring good-paying jobs into our state if we have policies to support solar and renewables.
Democrats in Florida will go to the polls tomorrow to choose in the Democratic primary between you and your opponent, Brian Moore. What separates you from Brian Moore?
Well, I really don't know much about him at all. What I do know is that when Democrats go to vote, they'll know that I am somebody who's had a 26-year business career. I've been a statewide business leader here in Florida for many, many years, and I've contributed to my local community. I'm not a career politician. I've only run for office once in my life, and that was 4 years ago when I ran for CFO. And I just got to tell you, I've been in Tallahassee long enough to see that the place is not working. The legislature's out of touch and out of control with everyday Floridians, and I've looked under the hood, and I see an engine that needs more than just a little tune-up. It needs a major engine overhaul, and that's why I'm running for governor.
We're speaking with Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, who is running as a Democrat for governor. CFO Sink, if you do become governor, you will have to work with what will likely still be a Republican legislature, and you said that they're out of touch. How would you connect with that legislature? How would you get things done in Tallahassee?
Well, I've worked with Republicans my whole business career, and I've also successively worked with Republicans in Tallahassee who share my values and views and ideas for the way to solve some of Florida's problems. In fact, I've had arguably my best legislative session this past session in getting bills passed on contract reform, also reform of the way that we manage and govern the state's pension system. Got through some very important legislation through our My Safeguard Our Seniors project, which protects seniors from financial scams and on. And so I believe that if well-meaning Republican legislators who truly care about the best interests of Floridians will come along with me, and together we can move our state forward.
And finally, a couple of weeks ago, you brought into a national issue into the governor's race, and you said that it's your personal opinion that the wishes of the 9/11 victims' families and friends must be respected. They're opposed to this project. That's the Islamic Cultural Center in Lower Manhattan, and you share their view. So what's your point of view about that issue?
Well, let me first say that, of course, our country was founded on the principles of religious freedom. And we have Americans and Floridians who practice many different religions, and that has to be respected. That being said, though, ultimately it's the people of New York who should make the final decision about what is built and where in their local community, just like we in Florida would be making our own decisions about any kind of construction project. But it's clear that this proposal has hit a very raw nerve with the families of the victims and the friends of the victims. And as I have always done in the past years, I think about what the impact on the victims are. And I think that I agree with them that this is not the right place or time for this particular construction.